You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Thursday, April 16, 2026. Greetings from Nashville. Nashville's growth boom could have a big impact on regional fuel supply. Published by Lisa Scheidler. Nashville is best known for its country music, but it's also a fast-growing gasoline and diesel market, uniquely positioned between the Gulf Coast and the Midwest. As the city rolls out massive plans for development, including an expanded entertainment complex and a new NFL stadium, space is getting tight along the Cumberland River, where several fuel terminals cluster. In today's RBN blog, we'll look at how Nashville's rapid growth could reshuffle product flows and what that means for refiners, marketers, and shippers. Nashville has no refineries of its own but serves as a terminal and distribution hub for gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel across Middle Tennessee, the state's middle third, and into neighboring states, allowing it to play an outsized role in the regional refined products market. The 2.5 million barrels per day, 5,500-mile Colonial Pipeline system, in service since 1963, runs from Houston to Linden, New Jersey, just outside New York City, and has many stub lines that branch out to supply cities that aren't on the main route. Nashville depends on those stub lines to move barrels from Gulf Coast refineries into Middle Tennessee, while Colonial's main lines continue on to serve Southeast and Mid-Atlantic markets. There are three Colonial stubs that extend northwest from the main pipeline's Atlanta Junction in northwestern Georgia to Chattanooga. From there, two parallel stub lines, one carrying only gasoline and the other batching diesel and jet fuel, extend northwest to Nashville, while the third runs northeast to Knoxville. Nashville's 10 large refined product terminals are primarily supplied by Colonial stub and spur lines. In its documents, Colonial defines stub lines as those extending from the main line, while spur lines are for local delivery off the system. Colonial's gasoline and distillate lines deliver into a pipeline station near MPLX's 51st Street Terminal, where barrels can move west toward the Buckeye and Shell terminals or northeast to MPLX's Bordeaux Terminal. The line between 51st Street and Bordeaux is bidirectional, which provides optionality to supply either from the Gulf Coast, Pad 3, or the Midwest, Pad 2, based on economics. However, not all terminals have direct pipeline connections, with some relying on exchange agreements or truck transfers. A subset of terminals also has access to the Cumberland River, allowing barge movements that link Nashville to the broader Ohio River-Mississippi Gulf Coast system. Along the river and in West Nashville, operators including Buckeye Partners, ExxonMobil, MPLX, Delek Logistics Partners, Shell, Citgo, and others receive, store, blend, and redistribute products to meet local specifications before outbound delivery by truck. Also supplying the Tennessee market is Products, SE, Pipeline Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of Kinder Morgan. It moves gasoline and diesel north from Gulf Coast refineries to a junction at Bremen, Georgia, where a northbound segment extends to Chattanooga and then to Knoxville. SE Products Pipeline does not directly reach Nashville, so Nashville area terminals are not physically tied into it in the same way they are to the Colonial system. Instead, SE Products Pipeline's influence shows up indirectly through secondary inflows from Kinder Morgan-served markets, such as Chattanooga and Knoxville, via truck movements or regional redistribution. Additional supply into Nashville ties back to Midwest refineries, most notably BP's Whiting Refinery, with gasoline and diesel moving out of the Northwest Indiana hub via a legacy BP pipeline into Buckeye's Dixon County Terminal west of Nashville. The Buckeye Terminal, which entered service in 2022, receives pipeline-delivered gasoline and diesel, stores those volumes in tankage, and distributes product into the Nashville and broader Middle Tennessee market by truck via its loading rack. The Nashville terminals see a lot of activity, but the area around them is changing fast. The Nashville metro population climbed from about 2 million in 2015 to roughly 2.2 million in 2025, and the city is pressing ahead with large projects like the 550-acre East Bank development to transform its industrial riverfront into dense, walkable, mixed-use districts with new housing, parks, and transit-oriented streets. The project focuses on public access to the Cumberland River, including a riverfront greenway and walking path that, in early schematics, conflicts with some existing product pipelines and dock corridors. As those plans advance, they'll put increasing pressure on terminals, docks, and related midstream facilities and raise questions about how and where barrels will move in and around Nashville, and beyond, in the years ahead. While public-facing documents do not identify specific terminals for relocation or closure, they consistently prioritize new stadium, residential and mixed-use projects over legacy tank farms, signaling a potential long-term shift in land use along the river and surrounding industrial corridors. That introduces uncertainty for terminal operators around future access to docks, storage capacity, and truck routes, even as they stay actively engaged with city and state officials on how the East Bank build-out will unfold. Construction is also underway for the new Nissan Stadium for the NFL's Tennessee Titans. The work started in February 2024. The enclosed stadium is being built near the Cumberland River on the east side of the current stadium's campus, with completion anticipated in time for the 2027 NFL season. The construction of the stadium has already involved a number of changes, including the relocation of natural gas infrastructure operated by Piedmont Natural Gas and fuel pipeline infrastructure associated with Colonial Pipeline. The relocations are part of coordinated infrastructure work to prepare the site and ensure construction proceeds on schedule. As part of this development push, the Tennessee Department of Transportation plans to reconstruct James Robertson Parkway near the stadium, lowering and rebuilding the elevated approach to the Victory Memorial Bridge on the East Bank, tying it into the planned East Bank Boulevard and new street grid. The goal is to remove a highway-style barrier between downtown and the river and create a more walkable urban corridor, but it also means replacing the elevated roadway and changes for terminals near the stadium. Fuel trucks accessing some terminals currently drive under the parkway and alongside a regraded surface street. The redevelopment plan translates into a couple of years of construction-related detours, new access patterns for nearby terminals, and possible relocations or adjustments for pipelines and other midstream assets running through the corridor, with completion targeted around 2028. At the same time, Nashville's fuel landscape is already shifting. A Colonial-supplied terminal on the Cumberland River closed in 2025, an unusual move in a growing market. As we mentioned above, the new terminal was brought online by Buckeye in Dixon County in 2022, a strategically important outlet that expands Buckeye's pipeline and terminal network and gives refiners another path to move barrels into Middle Tennessee. Taken together with the Colonial relocations for the stadium, these moves suggest not a demand problem but a reshuffling of where and how barrels are stored and dispatched, as players are navigating the changes in a tight area. Nashville appears to be pivoting away from riverfront fuel capacity and truck-friendly access toward stadium-anchored, pedestrian-oriented waterfront development, with the East Bank and James Robertson Parkway projects stretching into the 2030s. Many questions remain, including how aggressively Metro Nashville and the East Bank Development Authority will nudge fuel terminals to make changes or if they'll be accommodating to the legacy industry. We will continue to monitor these developments. Greetings from Nashville was written by Tim Krekel and appears as the 20th song on Jason and the Scorchers' Emmy Years compilation album and as a bonus track on the band's second studio album, Still Standing. The song is about avoiding the cliches of Nashville songwriters sitting on a stool with an acoustic guitar, and juxtaposing that with loud, kick-ass cowpunk music that Jason and the Scorchers are known for. Personnel on the record were Jason Ringenberg, lead vocals, Warner Hodges, guitars, Jeff Johnson bass, and Perry Bags, drums. Still Standing was recorded in late 1985 at Cherokee in Hollywood and Scruggs Sound in Berry Hill, Tennessee, and produced by Tom Werman. Released in January 1986, it went to number 91 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. One single was released from the LP. Jason and the Scorchers are an American cowpunk rock band formed in Nashville in 1980, won by vocalist Jason Ringenberg and guitarist Warner Hodges. After releasing an independent EP, Reckless Country Soul, in 1982, the band signed with Emmy Records in 1983. They released 13 studio albums, 2 live albums, a compilation album, 2 EPs, and 19 singles. The band unofficially broke up in 1990 but has reunited several times since then. 12 members have passed through the band since its formation, with Ringenberg and Hodges being the only constant members. Ringenberg still performs as a solo artist and as Farmer Jason, performing children's music. Hodges is a member of Dan Baird and Homemade Sin. Drummer Perry Bags died in Nashville in July 2012 at 50. Bassist Jeff Johnson suffered a massive stroke in November 2024 and is working on his recovery.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.